It's the Big Time with Whitney Allen.
Hello, studio. Hello?
Hey, it's Scotty. How you doing? Hey,
did I hear Avery in the background?
Oh, yeah. I'm on daddy duty, so if you hear anything throwing around or crying or yelling, that's the kiddo.
All right. Where does he get that from, Scotty?
Oh, I think he got that from his mama and his daddy.
Scotty McCreary on the line, everybody.
How we doing? Thanks for having me.
Hey, yeah, listen, we hadn't talked to you in a long time, and then you got this invite to the Grand Ole Opry, and we're like, what the heck? We got to talk to you about this. How exciting.
So exciting. I mean, literally, it was like living a dream that night, and still feels wild to even say it out loud that actually happened, but dream come true for sure.
Do you know, when it comes to, you know, the requirements to do the Opry, you have to be in country music for a certain amount of time?
I don't know exactly what they look for or... Glad they saw something in me because, you know, I'm over the moon about it.
Yeah, because I was looking and I think that you've been doing this for about 10 years. And I'm thinking to myself, if that's a prerequisite, it's like they were on it. Like, get Scotty. Get him in here now.
I'm super glad. I love the Opry and I mean just the history of it, what it's done for country music as a whole from the early days to now. So
huge.
Yeah, they rocked my world with that one.
When's the induction? Do we know yet?
I don't think it's out there. It's looking like... I think early spring is when they're looking to do it. We're in the middle of a tour right now, so my weekends and their schedules took us a little bit to find a time that worked for both of us.
Got it. Not that far away, though. Almost here. That's so awesome.
Yeah, I cannot wait. Cannot wait.
You know, you had a great end of 2023, and now I know you just started the Cabin of Solo tour, and didn't you sell out, like, the first couple nights, or have you sold out the whole thing yet?
Yeah, we got, you know, low tickets on most of them, but first few nights were all sold out, which is awesome, and we're playing a whole lot of new music, a lot of stuff people haven't heard yet. We'll still play them the songs that they have heard, hopefully, but we're touring on the whole new album, so it's exciting.
I'm sure. And then, I mean, you're releasing a lot of stuff. I mean, Cabin of Solo, we know. We got to, you know, get acquainted with that real quick, because who hasn't done that? Put the red wine in a solo cup, you know?
Exactly.
Gosh, we've all done that. And then I saw something else you released called Can't Pass the Bar.
Yeah, loved covering, like, Sold the Grundy County Auction song by John Michael Montgomery.
Absolutely.
And Going Down to the Sun Comes Up. I love those songs. So I finally get one of my own. I love that.
This is so great. It really is. You said you like a barn burner. This is a barn burner.
Yeah, we've only done it 3 or 4 times now live, and it's by far the hardest song I've ever had to sing live, but we figured it out.
Remember, Scotty, you're going to have to do that for the next 25 years, so...
No kidding. I better stay in shape.
Yeah, that's right. And a couple of years down the line, I understand it's okay if you want to lower the pitch, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, I will not be ashamed to do that on some of these.
Dang, great tune. I also love the video for Cabin of Solo because, you know, it's you and it's the stage and it's... Because this video just came out pretty recently, right?
Yeah, just the other day.
Yeah. And Avery's in there. And don't you want to put Avery in everything now, your little boy?
I feel like my social media pages and everything now is just proud dad stuff, you know, just baby pictures here and there. But yeah, he goes everywhere with us, so he just kind of naturally is around the cameras and on stage with us. So it's pretty fun.
He's a cute boy. Is he showing any vocal ability yet? I mean, outside of crying, all kids can do that.
He's
and
got
the screaming.
He's got some lungs on him for sure. I tell you what, he does love music. He loves, if any music comes on, he immediately starts dancing. And funny enough, it's my music when he's crying that if we put on Cabin of Solo or we put on some of the new stuff, he just instantly chills out. It's so cool.
That is hilarious. Is he on the road with you? Are he and can be on the road with you?
Yeah, they were out all last year with me, and they'll be out again this year. So we're still learning the balance, how that works, you know, because it's a whole different way of touring when the family's out there, especially with the little one. I told folks last year, like, I'm used to bottles after the show, just not not 4 bottles of milk and you know, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. But the thing about also, I guess, when you take the baby out, absolutely nobody wants to get on the bus with you, right? You get that bus to yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty quiet on there when it was just me, Gabby, and Avery. The band guys were not flooding over there too often, but they do love them. They're like his, you know, uncles out on the road, but late night, yeah.
But 4 o'clock in the morning, they either want to just be going to bed, you know, or just definitely not being woken up at 4 o'clock in the morning as babies do.
No, they'll leave that up to me and Gabby for sure.
That is the baby's job. He's doing the exact right thing.
That he is.
So how long is the Cabin of Solo tour going on?
So we're going to go on through February and into early March, I believe. So a good solid 2 months of it.
And then what happens when you're done? Do you know yet? Because I know that your years get laid out, and I don't know if you look at the, you know, the overview of everything, or if you just go, no, one thing at a time, keeping my head down.
No, we're pretty much booked through the end of the year already. So, you know, when festival season kicks up in the summer, we'll be playing a bunch of those. So we're going to be busy. So busy is good. You know, when people stop wanting us to play shows, that's when I got to start worrying. So I will never complain about a busy schedule.
When you do, like, the festivals and stuff, I don't know if you're a fair food guy, because we haven't been able to indulge in the past years like we've wanted to, especially since COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, you know, it's kind of over. And I don't know, is there anything new out there on the food front?
You know,
I know this is an odd question, but I'm just, you have such a busy year. I thought maybe you knew.
Yeah. I mean, Lord knows I've had my fair share of fair food over the years. We've played a number of them. For me, if I'm really going for it, I'm going to go for it, you know. So obviously all the fried candies and the Oreos and stuff.
Oh, heck yes.
I think my favorite one, and I have to eat this like 8 hours before a show or I'll just be peeled over, but the Krispy Kreme burgers. Have you ever had one of those?
No, but I've heard about that, where they use the Krispy Kreme as the bun.
It's everything that's just right with the world, you know, in between two Krispy Kreme donuts. You get the sweet, you get the salty. But yeah, you need time to digest before you go running around singing Can't Pass the Bar on stage after that.
I'd imagine, because after that burger digest, you are napping for about 3 hours, I'm sure.
That's exactly right.
Ooh. Dang, well, now I'm looking forward to the summer then. But I just read about a burger place that has just added candied bacon to their burger, and I'm all in on candied bacon.
Oh yeah, candied bacon on anything, sign me up.
Or in a cup. I don't care. Stick that in a cup in a solo. I don't care. I'm fine. I'm not proud.
Bacon in a solo. Why didn't we write that?
Listen, you can now. And I'm happy. I'm happy to take only partial credit to that.
Love it. We'll make sure you're in there on the writing credit.
Thank you, Scotty. I appreciate that. Cabin of Solo is a great tune. And I hope coming up after that is Can't Pass the Bar. Scotty McCreary, I'm so glad you were able to make some time, because I know you're always busy. And now you're a daddy, and yet you made some time for the big time. That means everything.
Oh, well, we love you. Been able to catch up with you for over a decade now, so appreciate you always having me on.
Isn't that crazy? I know. Time flies, and look at us. We still look fantastic.
That's right.
Take care, Scotty. Thanks again. Love to the family. Oh, and Avery. Avery is dying to say hello to us, so please give him our best.
He is trying. He just walked in with his basketball.
All right. We're doing hoops. Scotty McCreary, everybody. Scotty, thank you so much.
Hey, thank y'all. Y'all have a good one.